This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Josh Eyre.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
The 11 a.m. hour of the Tobin and Leroy show. Dono in for Tobin today. We got Leroy, we got Vlad, we got Jay Fig in the building. So Leroy, I was careful today. I said 11 a.m. hour.
Yes.
Is there anything the starting quarterback of the Miami Dolphins can do tonight to earn his hour back for tomorrow's show?
No.
Can
no.
we give it to him?
It's not going
well
even.
Tonight?
It is
no.
not. Here. It is not even on the docket until they get to 500.
Okay. So they got to win, what, four more
500.
Games,
no,
five
no,
more games
I'm going to tell you
row?
This. No, no. Dono?
Yeah.
If they beat the Ravens and Buffalo Bills, it will be up for discussion.
That's what I'm saying. I probably won't be here for the shows that come after that next game, but I would
I
love to hear. I will be tuning in that day.
That would be three
and I will
in a
hear,
row. That would be three wins in a row.
Against two playoff teams.
And then you win. I don't know if the Ravens are
playoff. Well, no, team. They were playoff teams last year. We don't know what they're going to be this year.
Yeah. But I'm just saying you beat Lamar
Jackson. Might be a playoff team.
And you beat Josh Allen. So Tua, that's two big wins against two of the top five quarterbacks in the game. It might be up for discussion.
Let's not discount the streaky nature of this franchise. I mean, last season, they were the first team in NFL history to have a 7-game losing streak and a 7-game winning streak in the same year. So don't rule it out.
Nobody's ruling it out. We're just saying you just asked the question, when is it considered? Yeah. Smith and Smolik said, bro, you know how old you got to be to say I was reading the TV? Because I said, when they go, Dono just said that, and I was like, I was reading the TV, and that's when I just saw it. I wasn't really listening.
Was that the part about Coach O that he wanted
that
LSU
no,
job?
Yeah, no, it was the part about the AD or the athletic
Texas
director
A&M.
Doing Texas A&M.
I mean, if you're an athletic director and the governor of your state when you work at a state institution and the governor is openly feuding with you, that's not a good sign for your job security. Like, that can't be a good feeling.
Especially when he appoints the board.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, when you're an AD and the governor says, I'm not going to let the AD of that school hire their next football coach. We're going to go around him with a board of people that I appoint.
No, you got to leave.
That's not a good sign.
You got to leave. You got to leave.
You fighting fire with fire. So now you're going to fire the AD and pay him?
No, you got to.
You see what I'm saying?
That AD buyout doesn't slap the same way that
AD,
the Brian Kelly buyout does, though.
You think there's an AD buyout?
Yeah.
I think there's an AD buyout.
And all of that,
if
you sign a contract, right, and you get fired before, you still owe the contract. That is it's for everybody except the players.
Right. Yeah, because the players, it's marketing deals, NIL, so it's not.
Well, it's not even that. I'm talking about even in pro sports. Like, I'm playing for – so for example.
It's buyouts.
Tyreek Hill has no guaranteed money after this year.
In the NFL, maybe.
Right? That's what I'm saying. There's no guarantee.
Like the NBA,
he has no more. He has
NBA,
no more guarantee. NBA has guaranteed money.
They got
So, but I'm saying in football, right? Tyreek Hill has so that big contract he signed. He has no more guaranteed money after this year, which means they'll probably do something, renegotiate it or what have you. But if Mike McDaniel goes, he just signed an extension. He get all that money.
Yeah.
So, like Tua, after next year, Tua has no more guaranteed money. So, like, while everybody talking about $50 million a year, he basically got a three-year, $140 million contract.
So, with that being said, if the season still goes, you know, down the drain, you could draft yourself a quarterback. Just lose a, just, you know, let him learn.
You,
the year,
but Vlad, Tua, and then, Vlad, you know, you're, here's you're the off this. Here's the problem with that. The biggest problem with all that is this.
Fernando Mendoza.
That you have so many spots to fill. To draft a guy to sit doesn't make your team better.
Well, not maybe. Okay, hold on. You don't have to. He doesn't necessarily have to sit a whole year. You could let him just sit like three, four games.
But
Jackson Dart. You could do Russell and Jackson Dart.
Okay, but here. But wait, why?
I think
Vlad,
if you
GM, if though, if you don't have the infrastructure around a quarterback, have you not seen all the young quarterbacks playing for different teams because they didn't have the infrastructure to be able to develop for a certain team?
Leroy, all right. Yeah. Let me clarify this by saying I'm thinking this is there's going to be a new regime.
Okay. So,
exactly. So, and if you have a new regime, they're going to want to get their quarterback.
But not you're still with all the areas to fill, I get what you're saying. With all the needs that this team will have after the season, if you can get filled two or three needs or get a quarterback that's going to either sit or you're going to end up paying two quarterbacks $70 million, right? Are you helping your team or hurting your team?
You're setting the table for the future.
No. Oh, you're not. If you're setting it, if you were setting the table for the future, you'd be getting the infrastructure around the quarterback so that when you draft the quarterback, he can play.
I'm going to get that quarterback.
Okay.
I'm going to get the quarterback.
All right. This might not be the best year to get a quarterback.
Okay. But,
so
but here's the,
maybe next
here's
year's
the issue.
Better anyway.
With all the examples that we have of guys or teams or organizations that said, I'm going to go get that quarterback, and the quarterback end up doing terrible because you got nothing around him, we're still going to go that route?
But you got things around
him. You don't have an offensive line.
I mean, you've never had an offensive line.
Okay.
Okay last week.
All right. Okay. Like
you've never had an offensive line when you were good.
Okay. Fine.
Jonah had his best game. Patrick Paul looks
I know.
Good.
I do believe these guys are going to get better. I'm not saying that. I said, but it's twofold. Tua has guaranteed money, right? If I have a high draft pick and I can get more picks and fill a two or three needs,
how you getting more
do
picks?
I have to get a quarterback?
How are you getting these more picks?
Because if you have a high pick,
if you have
a you can trade down.
So you would take?
No, I wouldn't take a quarterback.
So if you had a fifth pick,
right? I wouldn't take a quarterback.
You're gonna
I trade down and get more picks.
And what if you can't trade down?
Then best player available. If it's a quarterback, then it won't be for lack
you
of not
to,
trying.
Yeah, because I'm trying to figure out, okay, fine. I know they need a
but
lot.
But do you understand how, like, it almost makes the situation worse? You understand what I'm saying? So if you draft a quarterback and you haven't done anything around the quarterback, that means the offensive line. You got a running game. Who's going to play opposite Waddle, right? What are you going to do on the defense? The young guys are coming along, but you got some guys who are getting older, and you got to get some other guys to in the secondary, right?
So you want me to do all those things to build around Tua? Who
no, I'm
we
not.
Don't fully believe in.
Here's
No,
here's what I'm saying. I'm saying if you draft a quarterback at that moment in time, right? Mm-hmm. And you don't do the other things, right? And that quarterback isn't playing right away, or he is playing right away, and you got $50 million sitting on the bench, It looks worse to have that much money invested in one position.
So we got to fix everything else first.
You don't know? I didn't say that.
Because here's the thing I'm saying. Okay, people are saying this is not a great draft, a quarterback draft in 26. Yeah, but does that?
Yeah, I agree with that.
Okay, cool. But are you telling me your guys are going to be that bad in 26 to be able to draft in the top five for a quarterback in 27?
No.
Okay, I'm then. Not. So if you're going to, if there's a possibility that you might be in the top five this year. So if you're going to need
Fernando Mendoza's from Miami, he'd love to come back home. Columbus High. He probably grew up going to the stadium.
But do you understand if you have that much money invested at one position, it's going to take even that much longer to get to a point that everywhere else that you can be competitive.
I got Mendoza. If, say, the Dolphins had a chance to draft Mendoza, I would have Mendoza in a rookie deal. I've only got two for one more year.
But it's still a lot of money invested in one position.
Fam, I messed up already. I effed up. Chris Greer effed up.
Okay.
So guess what? I got to eat that now. But if I can eat that for one more year and get the what could be a my franchise quarterback on a rookie deal, I will consider that very heavy.
I would say, in all fairness, if I could get draft picks, because you're stuck with Tua for another year. Okay.
Facts.
Mm-hmm. And so however you want to do it, okay, that's fine. But if you draft another quarterback and don't do anything to improve the rest of the team, regardless of who's the quarterback, you're still in the same boat. And so now we're going to have another Daniel Jones situation where now this dude is playing as a young quarterback behind garbage or behind development, and then we're going to say, this guy sucks too. Let's go get another quarterback. The cycle always tends to follow bad decisions with bad organizations. The same decision over and over again. You go New York. Let's go Indy. Let's go. We know the situations.
Indy looking good now.
Yeah, but guess what? With whose quarterback? Because they have the infrastructure. They are awesome in the front defensive line and offensive line. They have a hell of a running back, and they got weapons outside, including a beast of a tight end. Okay? That infrastructure was there. So – when you bring Daniel Jones in, that guy is stepping into a situation he never had in New York because, your dumbass got rid of Saquon Barkley, and the only good year he had was when Saquon Barkley was running.
Hold on. Let me sneak in some headlines here. Let me sneak in some headlines, which are brought to you by Doral Kia, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com. So Tua will try to start earning his hour back tonight when the Dolphins host the Baltimore Ravens, 8:15 p.m. We're gonna have Game Day Uncensored pregame edition, which I think I'm co-hosting. I'm going to try to weasel my way out of that because I want to take a nap later today. But I think I'm co-hosting that
nap
with Solana later today.
Hey, as the veteran of the group, let me tell you something.
Yeah.
There ain't nothing wrong with a good nap. That nap.
I'm telling you.
You know what I put on the TV to nap?
What's that?
Golf. You know why?
Oh, for sure.
Because no matter when I get up, they're going to catch me up to what's going on. So I don't miss nothing.
That's better than life.
It's like I didn't realize, like, when I agreed to do, and I love doing this show, but when I agreed to also do the Game Day Uncensored pregame, I didn't really think it through. 8 hours of radio, plus I've got to do three different podcasts today. So it's like, I don't know when I'm going to eat lunch or sleep today. So I'm going to try to weasel my way out of that.
I ain't letting you slide on this. You are next to your refrigerator.
Yeah, it's down the hall.
He's making it sound like he over here slumming like us, eating cookies, Vlad.
No, I know, man.
Yeah, the fridge is a hallway away.
By the way, these scavengers, man, they just annihilated all the candy, bro.
I know, dude.
Really?
You don't understand.
They
left
Junior Mints. Who wants Junior Mints?
Do you understand how big the bag of candy I brought in? Yeah.
Oh, that was your candy that you brought in?
I brought it. No, here's what I do every year, Vlad, because, you know, first of all, the people around this building don't understand Leroy, right? If I eat a piece of your candy, I'm going to fill up your whole bucket. So the next time I come and eat your cake. So I came in on Monday with a bag about this big, and I went around and got buckets for every studio, every office, and I filled them up with candy. Right?
Mm-hmm. Everyone. Well, you're like the Santa Claus of Halloween.
Dude, I can't find the buckets nothing. Anywhere. There's no buckets anywhere.
No, I know.
Because
Jennifer, we got the secret stash.
Oh, you got to let me know.
Yeah, I'll let you know. I know what's up. So, yeah. So, I take care. It's just like I use creamer, right? I brought two or three creamers, put it in a little thing. You know what I'm saying? Or the person's creamer that I take. Right.
Okay.
Unlike some people we know who I ain't going to mention no names, Joe Oof. Rose, just use up everybody creaming.
I mean, I was barking. You didn't have to say
that. I knew that was coming. I was the hard call out.
Yeah.
By the way, during Dolphins Ravens tonight, which starts at 8:15, we will also have the Miami Heat taking on the San Antonio Spurs on the road. That'll be an 8:30 p.m. tip-off time. And fellas, you know, Two days ago, after that 18-inning win for the Dodgers, it feels like so far away now.
You said it.
You said it. The Blue Jays have won two straight, 6-1 last night. They got the 3-2 series lead. They are a victory away from being World Series champs.
I told you guys.
You think this going to seven?
Maybe.
Maybe.
Your motto's that good, but Toronto's going to be so electric.
I think the next game's Friday, right? They're off
tomorrow night. Tomorrow night. The only thing that could jinx it if Drake's there.
Yeah,
for sure. And Drake is already talking trash to L.A., so he's probably already jinxed it.
All they got to do when he go back to L.A. is just play They Not Like Us.
I mean, he's not probably going to come back to L.A. anytime soon. But But I'm just saying, yes. This happened in 2018 when they beat the Red Sox. They won that 18 inning, and then they just lost the rest of the series. So, Vlad Guerrero, baby.
Oh, my goodness. He swings just like his dad, too, just hard.
Yeah, he does.
Right? Like, the bat is moving so fast that you go, how did he make that good of contact with the baseball?
Yeah. All right, let's get to our weather report, sponsored by Chill Zone AC.
Dude,
featuring what?
What memo did you get that requires you to give that many weather updates?
Am I not supposed to do it every hour?
Just once
a
show.
I don't get memos, bro.
Once a show.
Once
I do it once a show.
Really?
Yeah, you giving us 17 weather updates. The weather ain't changed from the last time you did it. We just got here.
Honest mistake. I thought I was supposed to do a weather update every hour with the headlines. I'm not?
No. No.
So you're going to deprive the people of 76 degrees and clear skies.
Let me explain. That's why I give that good weather report for the whole day.
Man, I'm getting yelled at by the doctor in the chat. Doctor upstairs, downstairs. And Timbo Slice is saying, don't yell at me. My wife already yelled at me this morning for eating too many snacks in the house.
Really?
Snacks that were supposed to be for our son. Yeah. I got rid of the riot act.
You know what?
Those snacks are mine.
My daughter made me a shirt. And you know what it says? Daddy tax.
What does it say?
Daddy tax. Dad tax.
I need one of those.
So, like, I'm just telling you right now. If I should happen to go in the refrigerator and I see a tasty treat or something like that, I'm dad taxing it.
Yeah. I mean, like, child would not be here if not for you.
No, but they say, who ate my? I said, I did. Why? I said, because you were just leasing my refrigerator. That's why.
Yeah. Oh, man. I'm going to have to use that. All right, so no weather report. I apologize for doing too many weather reports. We continue 11 a.m. hour of the Tobin and Leroy Show, FM 104.3 WQAM.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Josh Eyre.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
It's Draymond Green, kicking off my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast. And trust me, I'm not holding back. Listen to the Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back into the Tobin and Leroy Show, FM 104.3 WQAM. Alex Dono in for Tobin today and tomorrow. We got Leroy, we got Vlad, we got Jay Figg. Is the NBA screwing the Miami Heat over with this Terry Rozier situation, or is this just such an extenuating circumstance because the investigation is ongoing? I guess there is a chance he could be cleared by the FBI, innocent until proven guilty and all that. But Leroy, the Heat are in a situation where I feel like the league can do more for Miami right now, because they right now have 13 players under contract and the minimum is 14. But because of the Terry Rozier situation, where the Heat are forced to still pay his salary, even if they're paying it into an escrow account right now and they're not paying it to Terry, it still counts for the Heat against the cap and the luxury tax. So they would have to go into the luxury tax to sign another player to meet the roster minimum, because one of their players is on leave while the FBI is investigating him. Like, I feel like the NBA needs to do something for the Heat where they allow them to sign a player without going into the tax.
Here's the problem with all of this, okay? That there could be a lot of things that you want to do, but the collective bargaining agreement and the union is also there to protect Terry Rozier and make sure he get his money. And their job is to do whatever they can to try to make sure that the league and the Heat don't pull any shadiness, so they don't, so he don't get his money, right? So that's why the money's put into escrow until these matters are cleared. This is not only for the team, not only for the league, but more importantly for Terry Rozier. Okay? He has not, you know, he hasn't been convicted of anything.
Yeah.
And the union could always say, wait a minute, you cleared him. So look at it from the perspective of the person.
So what you're saying is the NBA is screwing over the Heat, is what you're saying.
No, I'm just saying that they can, the Heat and the league, because of the union and because of the agreed methods in which they go about these things, might not be allowed to do anything until there is some type of closure on this. So, like, while we're sitting here talking about, like, and I agree, me personally, I think the money could still go there and everything could go there. Give the Heat their pick back and put it back on Charlotte.
Yeah.
So, make them have to do it. You understand what I'm saying? But, and you have to be careful with having this idea of, hey, the Heat got screwed. Let's do this. Let's do that. Let's right. That could all be true, but there is a union, and a collective bargaining agreement that determines how you do these things. And so what the league and what the Heat are allowed to do at this moment in time has a lot more to do with the collective bargaining agreement and the union that's in place to protect Terry Rozier and the way in which they do things than just doing all the things we want him to do to, so that he can go sign somebody else. It's much more complicated than that. So yeah, that's why that money, that's why that money's sitting in the escrow. They're like, look, we're going to suspend him. We can do that. We can't quite take your money yet, but the money's going to sit in escrow until there's closure.
Speaking of getting screwed, I saw a stat yesterday. No surprise, this concerns my Miami Hurricanes, who, you know, I yell at my TV every single game, Leroy, because Reuben Bain, who leads the nation in pressures, he lives rent-free in the backfield. Reuben Bain gets held on every play, and they call it like once every two games, right? Right. So I saw a stat that backs up my feeling. And listen, I make no excuses for how many penalties Miami commits. Miami commits way too many penalties. But I looked at this ACC stat. Miami Hurricanes opponents this season have been called for the fewest penalties. Miami has had the fewest penalties called against opponents in the ACC all season long, and it's by a big number. So for whatever reason, the referees, when Miami's playing, oh, we're going to call every single infraction. We're going to throw in a unsportsmanlike conduct. We don't like the way Malachi Toney, after he pancaked somebody, we don't like the way he stood over the guy for a half second too long. But then they're holding Reuben Bain on every play. They don't call any of it. Miami has had the fewest penalties called against their opponents all season long. Not a coincidence.
I would say this. Here's where history hurts you. When you're a team that has 10, 11 penalties every game, the officials go into the game looking for those penalties.
They know that, right?
Yeah. They ain't looking for the other thing. Now, if you weren't a penalized team, right, then you could actually go in there and say, hey, look at this. What are we doing? Like, look at how they're holding him. We're trying to play by the rules. And you guys are screwing us, right? But I think, and this is life, man. Like, this is life. These officials are coming in this game going, better keep an eye on these Canes. They get penalized a lot.
Right.
Right?
Yeah. Apparently.
And so from that standpoint, that doesn't help. But, yeah, every play. I'm like, I saw one time, I thought he was going to get in what is that called? A rear choke?
Rear naked choke.
Rear naked choke. He had him in an MMA hold.
He did everything but tap out.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, let me ask you this then. Should the head coach complain more? Like, should
they
Mario
do,
complain
they do, man.
More about the officiating?
They
does
do.
That, does that help?
They do. They talk to the officials. Yeah. They call the officials. They send, like, every week. This happens in the NFL, too. Every week, they send plays to the officiating headquarters and say, what are we doing here, right? You know, and I've always believed this, and I hate – this is going to sound weird, but just hear me out.
Okay.
You have 18 to 22, 23-year-olds playing college football. You have 20 to 35, 36-year-olds playing NFL football. There ain't nobody trying to keep up with that game that's in that demographic. Mm-hmm. They're all much older. You understand what I'm saying?
I do.
And I think that if you had a group of guys that were in that demographic, in that they would have a better understanding of what's going on out there, because they would be – more athletically on that level, right? I remember telling an official one time, we were in the end zone, right? And I was standing next to a guy, and I tried to break away, and my hands went out, and they called me for pushing off. And I'm like, dude, the laws of physics, okay? And I want you to try this when you get home and you'll understand what I'm saying. If you're standing next to somebody and you break away from them, your hands go up. They just do. It's a natural move. You're not pushing off as much as you're trying to get leverage to run.
Right.
I said, so it looks like you're pushing off, but you just took off before he did. And that's how the separation is created. I said, if you can't understand that, you should not be doing this.
What did he say?
He said, well, I saw you push off.
I knew it. I knew that was going
to be responsible. Right. And so it's not like there's certain things that happen in sports. Athletically, when your body is put in a position or certain position, it's the only way to react. And they call them penalties. Like when a guy goes up for a layup, the other arm isn't necessarily pushing off. It's just kind of a natural movement.
Yeah.
So, like, yeah. Like, man, it's so frustrating to have a conversation and you're just looking in this old man's eyes going, just keep it moving. He has no idea.
No, none.
Right? None. So I wish that the age would get lower, right? And listen, let's be clear. AARP shouldn't be doing the chain game.
Damn.
They get dump trucked, ran over at least once or twice a game. Yeah. And y'all see it and y'all go, ooh, goodness.
We like seeing the old.
I'm always worried if they're going to get up.
Right!
It's like a 70-year-old man gets run.
Why are we doing that? I'm like, I can barely move out of these big-ass players' way. I know he can't move.
I ain't going to hold you.
No.
Secret joy in life?
What?
Seeing the old fall.
Seeing them go ass over tea kettle?
Yeah. Seeing the old fall.
Because you know, when they get knocked over. Why when old people get knocked over, right, their legs don't bend? Like they keep the straight leg.
Oh, yeah. Because they don't want to fall, so they're trying to brace the fall, and it's like they can't. They're old. The bones don't move as quick, and it's like, oh, no.
I mean, come on, man.
The same way.
All right.
Well, we're going to wrap up the 11 a.m. hour when we come back. Tobin and Leroy Show. Dono in for Tobin today. Leroy, Vlad, Jay Fig in the building right here on 104.3 WQAM.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Josh Eyre.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
It's Draymond Green, kicking off my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast. And trust me, I'm not holding back. Listen to the Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Dolphins have an opportunity tonight on Thursday Night Football to win their second straight game improved to 3-6 on the year, and beat a Baltimore Ravens team that I know, like, Baltimore's 2-5. They've been kind of a disaster at times this year, but they're healthy now. Lamar Jackson is expected back tonight. You know, statistically, the home field thing on Thursday Night Football, I'm not saying it doesn't matter. I think it's much better to be the home team. It's not like the gap is closed a little bit, Leroy. I think it's like somewhere between 55% now of home teams win outright on Thursday Night Football. So it doesn't seem like it's, you know, for, I guess teams have figured out the schedule and how to deal with the short weeks a little bit better than they did a few years ago.
Have they been have there been a spread this big by a road team, though?
That's a good question.
Because used to be the home team would always cover but sometimes win. Yeah. But
yeah. Bills Carolina, that had to be a high road spread.
That had to be a huge spread.
Yeah, but then
and the Bills won like 40-3.
No, yeah. But that wasn't a Thursday night game.
Are you talking about Thursday?
Are we talking about Thursday night?
Thursday night. Yeah. Yeah.
Short week. Let me check.
Short week on the road.
No, I'm not talking about just a regular Sunday game.
Yeah.
By the way, the Dolphins, can I just throw this out there?
Throw it.
This is a PSA. Okay. To the jackass that left a box of Junior Mints in the Halloween box.
I told you.
That's garbage. A big box.
Yeah. How do they still sell those? Like, how is is the candy company Big Candy is like trolling us by still making Junior? Because you know that's getting subsidized by the other candy that they sell. Like, there's no way they are making.
They still. I know people that eat it. I know that people that buy them at the movie theater all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
Just because they were on the Seinfeld episode?
No.
Wasn't that what
Junior
it was?
Mints? Junior Mints just in general suck. Like,
yeah, they're terrible.
Peppermint patties.
Awful.
Like, no.
Like, who eats that?
Women. Women love the peppermint patties and the,
really?
Oh yeah. Mint with chocolate. Mm. Mint chocolate chip ice cream. That could kick rocks. It's terrible.
It's like toothpaste.
I don't want to eat ice cream and chocolate and have a minty taste in my mouth.
Like, think about it. If you're a child, you're trick-or-treating on Halloween. And you roll up to a house, and you trick or treat. You hand your candy bucket, and they drop Junior Mints. Like, how disappointed are you?
You
like,
can't be invited. Listen, you know how as a kid, if you had any brothers or whatever, y'all get together and y'all usually like different candies, and you put the candies in the middle,
man.
Right?
Little brother got to get all the bad candy.
Yeah. So I'm like, no. The way me and my brother did it, we alternate. So you get this, you get that, and we go back and forth so that everybody get the good candy, right?
Sure.
But I'm saying, if you kept going to the same house that was giving up Junior Mints, right? We ain't sharing. Because I'm not going to Junior Mint house. Once I see you leave with Junior Mints, I'm going to the next house.
Absolutely.
Junior
Mints.
Yeah,
in fact, you know what? If I wanted to,
Junior Mints are awesome.
This strategy. If I want less kids to come to trick or treat at my house,
just put a Junior Mint sign up.
Yeah. Wait, was in the Junior Mint? What was in the Seinfeld episode?
Yeah,
I think it was.
It's like Wait, it's
he
terrible.
He dropped it into the surgical paste.
Wait, in the surgery.
Hey,
yeah.
To the person that Junior Mints are awesome. No, they're not. Dude, it messes with your taste buds. If I say candy and then I give somebody a Junior Mint, that's not like candy. That's like you get ready to brush your teeth.
What's it, Junior Mint?
Give me your candy hierarchy. Like, what are your favorites? I want to see if we're on the same page.
All right, so
Skittles number.
Let's go. Let's do this.
Okay.
We separate the chocolates from the candies.
Yes.
Yeah. But chocolate for me is supreme. Like,
but you got to keep them separate. I can't.
Yeah.
I can't have a list that has my candies with my chocolates.
Fair.
Okay. All right. So if we go in candy.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Skittles.
No. Skittles are not on my list. Number one on my list of candies would have to be the watermelon Sour Patch.
That's very specific. But yeah, okay.
Yes.
Well, those are
not
good.
Just Sour Patch.
I prefer the cherry Sour Patch.
Watermelon Sour Patch. Okay.
Okay.
Then I'm going to go with the Sour Jolly Ranchers.
So you're a sour guy.
Yeah. For my candies, like
I like Starburst.
Starburst
is good.
Yeah. Starburst, not on my list. Dude.
Number one has to
hold
be
on, hold
Haribo
on.
Gummy bears.
Gummy bears?
Haribo.
Hey, gummy bears are good.
The Haribo kind.
They don't like.
I'm more of an Albanese guy. The Haribo are too.
They don't have taste too, for me. There's two candies that.
What do you mean they don't have
there's,
taste?
There's three. Here. There's two candies that don't hit my list in the top 50. Right? One person. Candy corn. If I go to your house and get candy corn, we fight.
Yeah. We fight.
We fight on the spot.
Like candy corn, I don't think is food. Like I think it's wax, and we're not supposed to.
Candy corn. Candy corn is in the same category with Peeps.
Nah. Mm-mm. You give me candy.
I don't understand why they keep pushing the Peeps thing for Easter. Nobody eats Peeps.
Now you're getting Shawn Michaels. Sweet chin music.
Let's see. Mm-mm. So we got. What else? I like.
Can we hold the rest to the top of the hour? Because I want to make sure we hit this break.
Yeah.
We're gonna get candy rankings in the headlines when we come back. High noon hour of Tobin and Leroy is coming your way next, right here on FM 104.3 WQAM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Josh Eyre.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. Two new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back, we're better, let's get it.